19 and a half minutes now past 8 o'clock. Let me try and sum up, it shouldn't take terribly long, what I know about the Mzansi Super League. It's the T20 format. There were various franchises associated with some towns and cities in Cape Town, in South Africa. There was Cape Town Blitz. There was Paarl Rocks. There was Josie Stars. And Josie Stars beat Cape Town Blitz in the final at Newlands yesterday. And I know there was a team from Durban because Hashim Amla didn't play very well for it. And he was, in fact, dropped for one game. But I don't know the name of that. So that's four. And I don't know where the other two teams came from and what their names were. I know that Quinton de Kock played for Cape Town Blitz, and I know that Faf du Plessis played for Paarl Rocks, and that is the full extent of my knowledge. Ashfaq Mohammed is digital sports editor for Independent Media. Ashfaq, good morning. Do you think I'm a sort of an outlier, or I'm pretty much par for the course when it comes to, and I'm somebody who really loves sport, as you might know, but not terribly interested in MSL?
Hi, good morning, John. I'm quite surprised because you're always up to date with most things. And what was significant about this tournament is that it was aired on SABC. So that was a huge game changer for me in terms of the access from the public side to the tournament, being able to watch it on free-to-air television. Because normally, majority of the country don't get to watch it when it's on the pay channel. So that's why I think there was, although it was quite a late sort of schedule and arrangement because of the TV deal being done at a late stage, and they had to do a player auction at quite a late stage as well. But I think as the tournament picked up, people really got into it, and it was a good turnout in the end.
Really? I mean, that's not just you wanting to talk it up because we all want it to be a success, because Cricket South Africa needs something to generate money. The overseas tours program is not terribly helpful towards us in bringing the big marquee countries to South Africa over the next while. And Cricket South Africa needs the Mzansi Super League to succeed in order for Cricket South Africa to have the money that it needs to keep its players and to do the development that is important. So you're not just talking it up because you believe that as I believe that.
No, definitely not. In terms of the TV figures, it was quite impressive. And certainly in Cape Town and in Paarl at Newlands and Boland Park, there were really good attendances throughout the tournament. The final yesterday was over 11,500 people at the game at Newlands. So that's certainly not a bad turnout for a tournament, like I said, that had a very late start in terms of organizing everything, getting players sorted, getting team names. As you said, you didn't even know now two of the team names. That's because of the late start. It was Durban Heat from Durban and Tshwane Spartans from Pretoria, or based at Centurion, or the old Centurion Park. So those teething issues and not being able to contract some of the massive names in world cricket at such a late stage, that definitely affected the tournament. I think those kind of issues will be hopefully sorted out as the years go on. You know, the people who have seen it now around the world. I know it was broadcast in India and England as well. Those are just two of the big cricket markets that this tournament was exposed to. So I think now people know what it's about, what to expect, the kind of teams, team identity. We have our normal franchises in domestic cricket. So because of the changes in names and being town-based, you know, people would have taken time to get into it, I think. But by now, by the end of the tournament, people know who to support and where their favorites lie. So I think definitely it's not just me wanting to punt it.
Okay. No, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that is the case, if there was growing interest and there is now a base from which the second edition can be more successfully built. Apparently the SABC coverage wasn't always as good as we're used to from Super Sports coverage, but the company doing it will have learnt and will do it better next time. The overseas players, I hardly saw their names. I scan the sports pages and you see the headlines and you see the names. And I never saw Chris Gayle hits 100 off 25 balls or anything which indicated at a headline level that the overseas stars were contributing a great deal with bat or ball.
They were here, yeah, but also because of the late sort of organizing of this competition, many of them were really contracted to a T10. Would you believe this? Even T10 cricket nowadays, John, where they play 10 overs per side. There was a tournament in Dubai during the Mzansi Super League. So many of them were really contracted to that before this tournament came about. So a few of them played some of the games, like Chris Gayle played one or two games before he went to Dubai, played there and then came back again to play here. And by then, like Rashid Khan, who's the best T20 bowler in the world, Afghanistan, a spinner, he only came back when Durban Heat were virtually out of the tournament already. And when he did play the last few games, he made quite an impact. So those kind of things. That's why I said about the contracting going forward. They'll be able to secure it for the entire tournament and also some of the bigger names. I don't know about the Indian superstars like Virat Kohli, because I don't think the BCCI allows him to play outside the IPL T20 cricket. I'm not sure about that, but they seldom play in other leagues. But certainly many of the other names around world cricket, hopefully in the next edition, will be in South Africa.
Yeah, no, but there's still issues like the some of the franchise owners from the first attempt at this suing Cricket South Africa for quite a lot of money. So there's still quite a lot of stuff to resolve. But you genuinely believe that the building blocks have been put in place for a city-based T20 tournament, which has the potential to excite South African and international cricket watchers equally.
And you know, that view, John, is also based on the quality of the cricket that was produced despite all those issues during this tournament. There were some wonderful performances, like Reza Hendricks from the Jersey Stars, who won the tournament. He hit 200s in a row, which is a serious achievement in T20 cricket, and was well on his way to a third against the Cape Town Blitz at Newlands. I was at the game when he just got out for like 70-odd. So he's a real find, and someone who's now can really be pushed ahead as a potential opener for the Proteas at the World Cup. You know, there's sort of been one or two positions in the Proteas batting lineup in the ODI team that is sort of unresolved. You know, the Hashim Amla also battling a bit in the white ball cricket. So even though this was T20 cricket, I mean, if a guy is scoring runs like that, then he's really putting his hand up. Also, Rashid van der Dussen was the top run scoring in the tournament. Dwayne Olifield, also from Jersey Stars, 20 wickets, leading wicket taker. So, you know, this is where the guys are playing at a high level and proving their worth.
It's really nice to get positive feedback like that. Thank you very much to Ashfaq Mohammed, digital sports editor for Independent Media.